It's 5:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later in the program, we'll find out why hospitals in Wisconsin and across the nation could be facing potential fines and penalties.
First, chickens are all the rage in cities these days. Last week, Wisconsin Rapids became the latest city in the state to approve chickens within city limits. When the new ordinance goes in effect, people living in one or two family homes will be able to keep up to 4 chickens, but cannot keep any roosters.
This latest ordinance is building on a trend around the state and across the country of allowing limited poultry raising within city limits. Larger cities like Madison, Green Bay, and Milwaukee all allow the practice, along with a lot of other smaller cities around the state.
Here to talk about the trend and how those living in cities that allow chickens can get started is Ron Keene. He is the University of Wisconsin Extension poultry specialist. Ron, welcome to Central Time.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So before we get into how big a trend is it, what's the appeal? Why do so many people want to keep chickens?
Well, that's always a question I get. And I think there are several reasons. I think a lot of it probably is from the local food, know where your food comes from, that type of thing. And so a lot of people get them to produce eggs for their family. I think after they get them especially, and a lot of people find that they really are pretty interesting pets too, and the eggs are maybe a secondary thing. So, but those are usually the reasons I hear.
And you have chickens yourself, right?
I don't have any currently. I, of course, work at the university and we have chickens there on campus, so I get my chicken fix there. and I grew up raising chickens, but I don't currently have any.
What about the eggs? Do they really taste fresher when they come right from the hen in your front yard?
You know, I'll say that I don't notice a whole lot of difference, but I think a lot of it is in the mental aspect of knowing that they are fresh and they are there. So I think a lot of people will tell you that, yes, there's a huge difference.
And we're talking about Wisconsin Rapids being the latest city to allow chicken keeping. How big is this trend in Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's somewhat popular. I went about a year ago and had a lot of the county agents send in, and there was at least more than 20 or 25 cities that allow chickens currently. So there's quite a few in the state, and obviously it's still increasing.
Now, how many people do urban chicken keepers, how many chickens, I should say, do people tend to keep in their backyards?
Well, legally 4 is the limit.
Legally four for everywhere?
Most of them. Most of them. Some will go to 5 or 6, but generally that's the limit. There might be a few that push that limit a little bit, but usually, you know, 4 hens will produce plenty of eggs for a normal family.
So. Now, chickens have to live outside, and we've had these pretty intense Wisconsin winters. What happens with the chickens in the wintertime?
Yeah, that's that can be a problem. I would say a lot of the groups with in cities where you just have 4 chickens will provide some heat. Generally, you know, chickens can handle a lot of cold, but just a little bit to take that edge off. Keeping the water thawed, that will help a lot. So a lot of them will heat the water, and that'll provide a little bit of heat for the coop.
Now, not all of Wisconsin allows chickens in urban spaces. What is the kind of argument you might hear against people having chickens in the city?
Sure. I think noise tends to be one concern.
The clucking?
Of course, well, yes, and that's why the roosters aren't allowed generally. Mm-hmm. And even the hens can make some noise, although I think if you compare it to a barking dog, it's pretty minor. Smells would be another concern. And that, I think, becomes an issue, in my experience, for a lot of people if they have had experience on a farm setting where there was, you know, 100 chickens or so. They remember that and the smells and things involved mm-hmm. there. And I think that has been a big issue with people voting against having chickens, is that memory of the older farm-style chicken coop.
And what about health concerns? Are there things that people who keep chickens need to be worried about? We know we can get salmonella from eggs. I suppose that's true.
Sure.
From chickens in your backyard, too.
It is true, yes. And, you know, I think salmonella is probably the most common concern. And really, you can get that from other pets as well. So I always say, you know, wash your hands after handling them. Certainly the eggs should be handled just like you would handle any other chicken eggs from the store. You know, you usually cook them and clean up after you've handled them. You know, that's probably the most common one. People talk about influenza. Fortunately, the bird flu has not gotten to the U.S., and hopefully it won't, at least the one that is, you know, in the news that causes problems for humans. So probably salmonella is the most common issue.
Now, people who are really into their chickens say that chickens have personalities. And they definitely, if you get into all the breeds, they certainly look different. Some of them are incredible with these ruffly legs. Are you one of those? Do you think these chickens have their own personalities? Chickenalities?
I was going to say, I'll stop short of saying personality. there are definitely different behaviors. And, you know, we can look at different breeds, and some are very flighty, some are you know, much more docile. And even within that, there can be some differences. So I do think they really grow on you and can be pretty interesting.
So if you were a wannabe chicken keeper and you wanted a friendly, charismatic chicken, what kind would you buy?
I personally like brown leghorns. That's probably my favorite breed. They're not the calmest generally. So that kind of goes against that. Generally, the heavier breeds will be calmer, more docile. A lot of people like the silkies, which I don't know if you're familiar with silkies,
mm-mm,
but they carry a gene so that their feathers don't form like normal feathers. And so instead of having a feather where each little piece of feather is hooked on the next one, they just look like hair. And so they're really fuzzy.
Fluffy.
They can't fly because their wings are just kind of like fuzz covered. And so a lot of people really like those if you want a real calm bird.
And a fluffy one.
A fluffy one, that's right.
Doubles as duster.
Yeah.
So one thing that we hear about chickens, the phrase pecking order, and I imagine that comes from people who have observed chickens together. Does the chicken keeper need to step in once in a while, break things up, and keep the chickens in line?
Sure. And that is definitely a situation. That pecking order is real. And I always tell people chickens are really pretty mean to each other in general. But usually if you start the birds together and keep them together, it's not a big problem. The most problems come in if you decide I'm going to add some more chickens to my flock later. Then you have to watch that pretty closely. And sometimes you do have to step in, separate them for a few days and try again, and you can usually make it work eventually.
In terms of challenges that maybe a novice chicken keeper might come across, what do they need to know about what it's like and the challenges they might face raising chickens in the city?
I would say the biggest challenge that I get from most people is predators. And, you know, I was joking before we started here that a lot of things like a chicken dinner. And That's really true. In town, you've got raccoons.
Foxes.
You've got foxes, especially, are moving in. A lot of dogs, even cats when the birds are little, can be a problem. Hawks sometimes. So you do have to really build your coop to keep stuff out, and that's probably the biggest issue I get.
We're talking urban chickens right now as we speak with University of Wisconsin Extension poultry specialist Ron Kane about the trend in urban poultry keeping. Last week, Wisconsin Rapids became the latest city in the state to allow coops within city limits.
And we'd like to hear from you. Do you keep a coop in one of Wisconsin's cities that allows urban chickens? What's your experience been like? Why do you do it? What are the challenges you've run into along the way? And do you have any advice or maybe some questions? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post over at the Central Time Facebook page.
We're back with University of Wisconsin Extension poultry specialist Ron Kane about the trend of urban chicken keeping. Last week, Wisconsin Rapids became the latest city in the state to allow coops within city limits.
And you can join the conversation. Are you one of these chicken keepers within city limits? Call in and tell us about your experience. Do you have any advice for prospective urban chicken raisers, farmers? What do you call yourself? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we're going to go to our phone lines now. Take our first call with Andrew in Mount Horeb. Hi, Andrew.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I'd just like to say half the fun was building the chicken coop. We have a little beautiful little coop in Mount Horeb right in town. And since we built it, we don't watch television. We put our lawn chairs in the back and we watch the chickens and we look at the coop and we look at people almost have accidents when they're driving by looking at it. But we also have three cats and three dogs. And since we got the chicks in the mail, we exposed the, and they all get along, cats and dogs, we exposed them from an early age, and they seem to respect the boundaries of the chickens and don't bother them when we leave them unattended. So,
all right. So
we're
they
happy
can...
to watch them, and we're looking forward to our first eggs, and it's just it's a great experience just having them.
I got to ask you, Andrew, what does your coop look like?
I'm not sure if you're familiar with a monitor-style shed. It's a half monitor, so it kind of looks like a horse stable up on stilts.
Okay, yeah. Well, Ron is nodding here. He knows what you're talking about.
Sure.
All right, well, sounds like something that's stopping traffic in Mount Horeb. No TV, all you need is chickens and a coop. Is that typical? Do people really get fascinated by their chickens?
They do. I would say that is very typical that once you get them, and I hear a lot of times one spouse will get them and the other one, oh, I don't want chickens, and then they come around, and sometimes it goes the opposite way. So, yeah.
And he said he's trained the cats and the dog to leave the chickens alone. Can you do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. That's, you know, generally you have to watch at first, and most of them will get used to it. And adult chickens, the cats won't usually bother. The dogs, you know, you have to kind of watch, but...
Chickens can run pretty fast.
They can, yeah.
Within reason.
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Andrew. And we're going to go next to David in Galesville. Hi, David.
Hey. Yeah, I had a question for the guest. I know elsewhere in the country, there's some businesses that you can rent a coop, and you, from my understanding, you get a couple hen-laying chickens for a couple months, and you just pay a renting fee, and then when you don't want them, you can give them back. And I was wondering if there's anything like that around the area that I could take advantage of.
Okay, interesting. A no-hassle way to start and maybe finish. What about that?
You know, I've heard of those also, and I don't know of any locally. I'm always a little... I think it would possibly work here, especially with winter, you know, because people wouldn't want to deal with them. I'm not quite sure how the people who run this, whether they mingle those chickens back together when they get them back or how that works. I think that would be, you know, in my mind, a disease issue and also a lot of fighting between the birds. So I don't know, but I've not heard of any in this local area.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, David, and appreciate your call. We're going to go next to Lynn in La Crosse. Hi, Lynn.
Hi there. I just, I have owned hens, no roosters, for the last 8 years. My hens are 6, 7, and 8 years old. Introducing new chickens to one another is a huge, huge issue. They do fight, and there is a pecking order, and they will kill each other. I clean my coop every day. So I guess, and they're very noisy when they're laying eggs. I just want to just talk about the downside. One, cleanliness. Do you want eggs that have been pooped on? No. Do you want a clean coop? Yes. Wintering them over, they do need water. You have to be able to get electricity out there to keep their water dish filled with water. There are a lot of work. If you plan to take on chickens and you're going to kill them, slaughter them in 6 months for their meat, it's still a lot of money. You're feeding them. You're taking care of them. I am really opposed. I originally liked the idea, but now after being a chicken owner, I'm really opposed to people getting chickens and not realizing what they're getting into. They're birds, they're animals. They can live for a long time, and they need to be taken care of.
Okay.
And I don't think people are thinking about that.
Great. Thank you, Lynn. And some, you know, some a splash of reality there about the Rosy Glow of chickens, some hard work that goes into it. What do you think about some of Lynn's thoughts there?
Well, I mean, I think that's very true. It's a pet, you know, or if you think about getting a dog, it's a similar situation. And so I do think that there can be some concerns. I would say that probably not everyone cleans the coop daily. I think that, you know, it depends on your system and your situation, but certainly I think some can do that. The fact that they live a long time, that is very true, and I think that is something that people who are looking for eggs, because egg production tends to decrease after the first couple of years, and so I usually tell people at some point you have to decide whether they're egg producers or whether they're pets, and you may, you know, plan accordingly from that. But yeah, you're right. There are some issues. But again, I think with any animal and any pet, you're going to have some of these things.
How long do chickens live?
I would say an average is probably 5 to 6 years. As she mentioned, you know, some can live to 10 or more. So they certainly can live quite a while.
Are there any towns that you know of that do allow roosters?
I don't know of any that expressly allow it. I think in some situations, it's not clear because chickens have been allowed for a long time. And so I think in those situations, they probably don't expressly have roosters excluded. I think it would be a noise issue similar to a barking dog, where they could still bring in noise ordinances if they wanted to.
So maybe if you want to add a rooster, you want to talk to your neighbors.
Yeah, I definitely would.
Check your ordinance. All right. Well, thank you, Lynn. Appreciate your perspective there. And on to Zach in Superior. Hi, Zach.
Hi. Yeah. I have been raising for a while now Jersey Giants. And I don't know if you're familiar with the breed or not. They're becoming more popular now, especially up in Superior, because they're cold resilient, like extremely cold resilient once they get filled out. But the nice thing is they can't fly very high usually, unless they get startled, then they'll fly a little higher. But you put up a fairly decent sized fence, and usually they're too lazy to fly over it. The other thing is they're generally a pretty good chicken. They like to be petted. You can actually stick them in your lap and they'll let you pet them and, you know, do all kinds of crazy things that most chickens I found don't let you do.
And Zach, real quick, what do they look like?
They're generally black. There is a rare breed that actually is a bluish, kind of a bluish gray color. And real quick, as far as cleanliness, all you got to do is put up aside this vinyl, that plastic vinyl stuff that you get, you know, for siding, the smooth stuff and sheets. Put that in your coop, and all you got to do is when they go outside, you spray it down with a hose, and that cleans it up really nice.
All right, a tip there about vinyl siding and Jersey Giants. Any thoughts, Ron?
Yeah, Jersey Giants are pretty interesting. They are large. I would guess you're not getting a lot of eggs from them. They're not known for great egg production. But, yeah, certainly. And as you mentioned, black and blue. So interesting colors there. So.
And, Ron, what should our listeners consider when they're deciding whether or not they want to have their own backyard chickens?
Well, you know, I think certainly you have to consider that there are some things with cleanliness and dealing with winter. It's not like you can just stick them out there and ignore them, which, you know, hopefully if you're getting animals, you're not planning on that. There will be some cleaning. You know, I think I wouldn't go into it to expect to save money on eggs. I think it's going to cost quite a bit more than you can buy eggs for. But, you know, I think going into it with that end game of what I'm going to do with the birds, how much cleaning, things like that.
Ron, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Sure.
We've been talking to Ron Kane, University of Wisconsin Extension Poultry Specialist, about urban chickens.